Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Gimel, Sifim Yud through Yud Dalid. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Friday, January 23rd. A woman cannot go out with a ring that has a chosam, a stamp on it, where you stamp things. The imyatza chayeves, and if she goes out with it, she is going to be chayev skila. She's chayeves skila. This is considered carrying mamish. What's the pshat? Look at the Mishnah Berurah sifkan chavav. Chayeves. What's the reason? Dein derech isha laseis aleh batabas sheyesh aleh choysam. It is not a derech of a woman to wear a ring, a signet ring, which stamps. V'alkein lo havi ketachshit. Therefore, it is not going to be considered jewelry for her. U'mikol makom. And even more so, still, derech hotzoi hi bekachal atzboi. It's considered the way that she carries on her finger, even though she's not holding it in her hand, she's wearing it, and you might think this is not derech hotza, it would only be asa midra bonon. It's asa mina Torah. The lefamim noisen lahabal ta'abato b'chol la'atznia b'kufsa. Because there are times when her husband gives her this ring during the week to go and hide in the, to take it with her and go hide it in the box. And when she takes it, she puts it on her finger, umanicha be'etzbar, and she puts it on her finger, achamalicha salasham, and she puts it on her fingers and carries it till she gets to that kufsa, till she gets to the box to put the ring in. This is the way she carries it. She'll carry it on her finger. So it's a normal way of carrying. And therefore, since it's a normal way of carrying, and it's not a tashin for a woman, she's going to be chayiv v'atoyah chayiv skila. Let's go weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. U'kishe'ein aleh chaysam lo seitze v'im yatza p'tura. And if there is no chaysam, there is no stamp, it's not a signet ring, lo seitze, she should not go out with it. V'im yatza p'tura. But if she does go out, it'll be p'tura, she will not be chayiv. What's the pshat? Why is it aser midrabanan? Why is it a chayiv min haTorah? And why is it also with Rabbanan? So look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Zayin Lo Yseitze Dilma Shofa Umachvia. The reason why is we're afraid that since it's a tachshit, she might take it off and show it off. Ubediyeved Ptura. However, Bediyeved, if she did it, she's Ptura. She will not be Chayiv Skila. Lefishu Tachshit Leisha, because it's considered jewelry for an isha. It's only a ring with a chosam. That's not. He says, "Va'ein le'el b'simin shen alaf sivtes hadin le'inyan ish." He says, and check out earlier in shen alaf and sivtes, what is the din regarding a man wearing these types of rings? I ain't shum in the Mr. Brura or earlier in Yaimi online. Let's go weiter. Yud Aleph Lo Yseitzei B'Chuliyar. A woman should also not go out with a chuliyar. What is a chuliyar? V'utachshit is a type of jewelry shekosheres boi maftechei chaluka, in which she uses to fasten the opening of a robe, sort of like a cufflink, but a cufflink that open that closes up a robe. That, right? V'loy b'chayveles, and also she should not go out with a chayveles. What is a chayveles? V'u kesher shekasher boi boisem shereichot tov. What is a chayveles? It's a type of bunch of bundled sweet smelling spices. She should also not go out with that type of bunch of bundled sweet smelling spices on her. We'll see what this all means. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So what pshat? Lo seitzei b'chuliyar. Look at chav ches in the Mishnah Berurah. Lo seitzei b'chuliyar. So the Shulchan Aruch said that's this type of tachshit that they use to fasten the robe together. So he says, "B'mishne isa dal kulya chayev eschatas." Shabura says that in the Mishnah it says for a kulia, not just a little tzeitze, you're actually chayiv chatas if you wear it. Not just asami the rabbanon. Lay in the comment, you'll see what this means coming up. Chaf tes in the Mishnah Brura shekosher es bo v'chulei. This is what is used to fasten the robes. We said the openings of the robe perush darka shel hakulia lekach. The derech of a coolier is like this. The weight of this coolier jewelry ornament is as follows. That it's used to fasten the robe. Okay? Aval ata, okay, but now ina sogerisbo maftechei chaluka. In this case, there's normally what is this tachshit used for? It's used to fasten the robe. But now, it's not closing up any robes, right? It's not fastening up the opening of the robe. Ela toenes kachaleh, rather just hanging on her clothes, on her robe. But it's not being used to fasten the robe. Umishim hachi chayev eschatas. That's why the Mishnah says, for a chulia, you chayev eschatas, because it's not being used to actually fasten the robe. The lochashib tachshit, in such a case, it's not considered a tachshit. Ela masoy, it's considered carrying. The eino ela harois oisher. This is only being carried this way in order to show that she's rich. Aval im gama taso geres bomatachei chaluka mutlachatchila. However, if right now she is closing up her robe, the opening of a robe with this tachshit, with this kulia, it will be mutlechat chilu, it will be totally okay. Why? To have a tachshit, because it's a tachshit. Below shayach dilma shofa umachvia, and we're not worried that she's going to take it off and show it to her friends. Dim kain tigala besara, because then since she's using it to close up her robe, her body's going to be what? Her body's going to be showing. Layein the beralacha, he says, check out the beralacha on this. Let's move weiter. So, we said that a kesher, a bunch of bundled sweet smelling spices, okay, should also a woman should not walk out with that. So the Mishnah Berurah says here, the isha sharecha ra to'edas aleha, an isha that smells, okay, wears this, the ena chayevas alav misnei shu tachshit, and she's not going to be chayeves, okay, for this. She's not going to be chayev, chatas, or skila for carrying mibnei shu tachshit. It's considered a tachshit, okay, and therefore, even though a woman who smells wears this, so she won't smell, okay, you're not going to be chayev for carrying because it's considered like this bunch of bundled sweet-smelling spices is considered an ornament on the woman, considered a jewelry on the woman. Ah, so why shouldn't a woman go out with it? Aval hachachila aser, why? Dilma shofa v'asil asuye. Because maybe she'll take it off and come carry it. Because it's jewelry that she'll show off. Lamed aleph, shekasher bo bosem. It is a type of, okay, as we said, a type of jewelry that's of bundled sweet smelling spices. So he's saying here that also she cannot go out with a flask of balsam oil that's fastened to her arm. The same type of thing. It's being worn to ward off bad smell. It would be a type of tachshit, okay, but we're concerned she'll take it off, okay, to show it. Let's move weiter. Sif yud beis. Im chaser achat mishineha umisima achar bimkoimoi. If a person is missing one of their teeth and they put another tooth in there instead, emushel zav, if it's a gold tooth, lo seitzebo, If it's a gold tooth, the person should not go out with it. Why? The kaven shemeshuna b'mare, since it's different in look, mishar shinayim than the other teeth, dilma mevazula, maybe they'll make fun of the woman, v'shaklale, and she'll take it off, umamtia, and carry it. So a woman, let's say, who's missing a tooth, and is now wearing a gold tooth that looks different, she should not go out with that, because people might laugh at her, or make fun of her, and because it looks different than her other teeth, and she might come and carry it. Aval shel kesef, however, if it's a silver tooth, shedoma l'shar shinayim, that's similar to her other teeth, because in those days, I guess, teeth were black. Okay, so silver is very close to, like, you know, teeth that got black. So therefore, she would be able to go out with that, because we're not afraid that people are going to make fun of her, and she won't then come to take it off. The kol shekein shena da adam, and for sure, if she has a shein of a person, a tooth of a person, instead of the tooth that fell out, okay, there's no concern. So it's saying here, as follows, that a false tooth, okay, if you have a gold false tooth, you shouldn't go out with it, because they make fun of you, and you'll take it out. If it's a silver false tooth, then you can. If it's a false tooth of another person, you can go out. Obviously, this is talking about where you can take the tooth out. I guess if you had a gold tooth that was actually fastened in and it could not be taken out, l'chayra, that would be okay. Let's move weiter. Yud Gimel. Lo seise b'minal hakarua l'mala. This is Sif Yud Gimel. A woman should not go out, okay, with a shoe that is torn on top of it. Dimachaku Allah v'asya l'asuye. Because they'll make fun of her, and she'll come and chas v'shal and carry the shoe. V'lo b'minal chadash, not with a new shoe. Shema lo yavala midaso. Because maybe it won't come up to her size, meaning maybe it won't fit her if it's a new shoe. And again, people will make fun of her wearing bigger shoes, smaller shoes, and she'll take it off. Ela in kein nisaso lechesbo, unless she already tried it on and tested it, may etmol, the day before Shabbos, shehu lemidaso, that it actually fits her. Aval ish mutter, but a man, it's not a problem. A man could wear, okay, a new shoe. A man can wear a torn shoe. She'ein makbid kol kach, he's not going to care so much, and therefore we're not concerned. He's going to take the shoes off. Rama haga uvisham albushim ein lochosh afilu biisha. However, with other clothes, we're not concerned that she's going to come take it off. Even if it's a woman, we're not going to be concerned that if there's something that doesn't fit exactly, and she's going to come and take it off, or if it's torn, she's not going to come and take it off. Okay. Let's look at Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, which is Sifka and Lamed Beis. Shema lo yavo. So we said that if the shoe is a new shoe, it might not come up to her measurement, meaning it might not fit her, and therefore v'shal faleva asalasuya. Therefore, she might take it off and come and carry it, either because they'll make fun of her or because she'll take it off because it's maybe uncomfortable. Okay, Lamed Gimel, may etmol, if she tried it on from yesterday, it won't be a problem. Okay, afilu rak shah achas in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's just for a little bit of time that she sees that it fits her, it will then be okay to wear it on Shabbos. Lamed Dalet, aval ish mutter, but for a man, it's okay to wear a shoe. Atar vayukai, it goes on both things, whether it's a shoe that has what, that is a little torn on top, or if it's a shoe that's brand new, a man is not a problem. And then he says, Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Hay, that Sham al Bushim, the Ramah had said, and other clothes, even a woman, there's no issue. The Lekha Lamecha, Mishnah Berurah says, there's no concern by hen, no concern, other clothes, Dilma Shofa, son, that she'll take them off. The Sifkat and Gimel, like we said earlier in Sifkat and Gimel. Sif Yudal, Yotzeis Bechute Seyar, a woman can go out with strips of hair, bein sheheim asuyim misara, whether they are made out of her hair, o mishar serchaverta, or the hair of her friend, va'afilu misar behema, or even hairs of a animal. So a woman could have hair, okay, her own hair, or hair of a friend, or hair of an animal that was attached to her hair. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Vav. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Lamed Vav. Mishnah Brura says, "Bechutei Seyar Shemahadaktan Al Rosha." It's where she takes this hair, the woman, and she attaches the hair firmly to her head. Ve'einze Peyanachris. This is not a sheitel. Hamavol LeKamam B'Sif Yudches. We see in Sif Yudches the Asura Latzeis Bal, which is a Rabbim, that's going to be Asa for the wearer, which is a Rabbim. The Hasam Yeshba Mishum Tachshit, because there. So by a sheitel, it's also to go out and just a rabbin, because there it's a tachshit aval hachahu rak chutim bialma. But here we're just talking about hairs that the woman attaches to her hair, and she'll be able to go out with it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'afilu misar behema, even if it's hair of an animal that's attached to her hair, it's okay. V'lo amin demayis, we're not going to say that she's going to view this as disgusting. V'asi l'mishlof, and she'll come take it out of her hair. Lamed ches n'mishlof b'ru, v'avad shelo seitzei. So now, continuing in the Shulchan Aruch. U'v'avad shelo seitzei zekena b'shel yalda. As long as an old woman doesn't go out with hairs of a young girl, the lo yalda, and a young girl going out with hairs shall zakena of an old woman, because then if that's the case, uvavach lo seitzei mishum brul amadches hatam b'cholze. The reason for this is mishum de mechaychala. People will laugh at the old lady. Ha ha! You're wearing girly hair, or the other way around, a girl, you're wearing old lady hair. V'asi l'shlufei, she'll come take it off. V'lasu, you ain't come carry it. Ad kan, Mr. Briyami for Friday, January 23rd.